Have you invested in United States savings bonds this week?
This is your host, Kenny Delmar, introducing Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Our guest star for this program is Henry Morgan, a young man who usually has something to say, and good, too. Before we find out what that is, however, here's music by the Savings Bond Singers and Orchestra under the direction of Dennis Agay. A bit of good advice entitled, Sing, It's Good For You.
Sing, keep your spirits high. Sing, pass a worry by. Sing, till the day you die. It's good for you. Sing, while your debts are made. Sing, till the bills are paid. Sing, don't you be afraid. It's good for you. When old gloom comes round, you don't have to frown. It won't mean a thing, just sing, rather let your freedom ring. Sing, make the day seem bright. Sing, so you'll be alright. Sing, and with all your might, it's good for you. Sing, brother, sing. Sing, brother, sing. 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 Freedom ring. Sing, make the day seem bright. Sing so you'll be alright. Sing, sing with all your might. Sing cause it's good for you.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Now, I told you that Henry Morgan would be with us, and since my word is as good as my bonds, here is Henry Morgan.
Hello, Kenny.
Hello there, Henry. Nice to have you with us. What's on your mind?
Money. You know, everybody today wants money. Most popular commodity in the world. But did you ever stop to think what it would be like if nobody cared very much about money one way or the other? Suppose you really had to sell money to people. The way they sell cigarettes, breakfast foods, junk like that.
How do you mean, Henry?
How do I mean? Well, today, of course, the government has a monopoly on the manufacture of money. And the government discourages competition. So what do we get? The same old color, same old engraving, same old price. You pay $5 for a $5 bill, and you take what they give you. You don't have any choice.
Yeah, it does seem a little unfair, doesn't it?
Very unfair. Now, if anybody could manufacture money, we could get a little competition into it, and things would be different.
Yeah, you'd turn on the radio and hear something like this, Henry.
Ladies, when the Bridge Club meets at your house, do the girls sit around sneering at your shabby old money? Chances are they do if you don't use Blotz's handmade bills. The crispy, crackly money with the scalloped edges. Blotz's bills come in a variety of colors to match your every mood, and they are personalized with your picture on every bill. So don't run the risk of being ostracized socially by using that old green money. Get Blotz's bills today.
Or you'd probably hear something like this, Kenny.
Parents, when your children swallow coins, are you sure they're swallowing the best? Better get Cooper's coins, the only coins enriched with vitamin A. Yes. And good? Say, the kiddies will say they're the yummiest, crunchiest coins they have ever swallowed. Yes, indeed. Cooper's coins come in the nickel and quarter size for children and the half-dollar size for adults. And also for mongoloids and morons. Oh, you too will want to experience this new taste sensation. Yes. Go now to your bank and insist on Cooper's coins.
Oh, you make it irresistible, Kenny. Fascinating. The other day, I was wondering about the origin of money, and I decided to look up the facts.
Were they interesting, Henry?
Very dull. So I made up some facts of my own. According to me, money originated about 50,000 years ago. See, there was a housing shortage then, too, and people were living in caves. In one of these caves, in a middle-class neighborhood, lived a fellow named Henry Ugg. One rainy Saturday, he was puttering around the cave.
Henry, what are you doing now?
Just drawing some pictures here on the wall.
Drawing pictures. A Rembrandt we have here, drawing pictures, when all the other men are out hunting.
Ah, can't you leave a guy alone? I don't like hunting. I'm a vegetarian.
A vegetarian? You're a coward, that's what you are. My mother warned me.
Yeah, my mother warned me, too.
If you don't care what people think about you, at least you might have some consideration for me. I'm the laughing stock of the neighborhood.
Yeah, I know.
All the other girls in our crowd are wearing tiger skins and leopard skins, and what am I wearing? Rabbits.
Very becoming.
Well, I just won't stand for it another minute. Now you get out of here and don't come back until you bring me something decent to wear.
Strong sound man. Yes, even in those days they slammed the door. Mrs. Ugg was right about Henry. He just didn't feel up to facing a saber-toothed tiger. As he walked along slowly, wondering if he could fool his wife with mink-dyed muskrat, he picked up two shining pieces of metal from the ground. The small piece was gold, and the large one was silver. But of course Henry didn't know that. As he joggled them in his hand, he joggled in those days, he saw Kenny DeLugg coming up the road carrying a beautiful leopard skin. It occurred to Henry that Kenny was the most stupid man in town. So he called to him.
Hey, Kenny.
Hello, Henry. What you know?
Nothing.
Me neither.
Hey, Kenny, where'd you get the leopard skin, hey?
From a leopard.
What'll you take for it?
What you got?
Give you this little piece of yellow stuff.
You're kidding me something. What is it?
It's, called, $5.
Yeah, what's it for?
Well, you can buy something else with it. Maybe two leopard skins.
Yeah, gee, okay, Henry. Here's a leopard skin.
All right, here's a $5.
Wait a minute. What's the other piece you got?
Oh, this big piece here, that's called a $5.
Yeah, give me that, too.
What for?
10% luxury tax.
So Kenny DeLugg went off with his $5 and $5 pieces. Of course, he didn't realize that he was the first man ever to accept money in exchange for goods. But then, there was a lot he didn't know. As fate would have it, Kenny met another man by the name of Eddie Kilroy. Yes, even in those days they had a Kilroy. So Kenny called out to him.
Hi, Kilroy!
Yeah, what you want?
Look what I got.
Oh, very pretty. What is it?
Well, this is $5 and this is $5. They're worth two leopard skins, you know.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, you take them and give me the two skins, hey?
Not me.
But they're worth two leopard skins, Kilroy.
Who said so?
Henry Ugg.
Then let him give them to you.
So, very disillusioned, Kenny DeLugg went in search of Henry Ugg. He'd already made up his mind, what there was of it, that if Henry wouldn't take the coins back, he would not only call him nasty names, but he'd also bash his head in. So Kenny arrived at Henry's house.
Hi, Henry.
Yeah? What do you want?
Kilroy wouldn't take this $5 and $5.
He wouldn't, huh? He wouldn't?
No, he seemed to think they were worthless.
Oh, that's just silly.
Yeah, that's what I said. Here, you take them.
I don't want them. I'd rather have the skin.
You take them, Henry.
Kenny, I'd rather...
Take them, Henry!
All right. I like your attitude. Here's your skin back.
No, you said they were worth two skins. You give me two.
But you only gave me one.
You said they were worth two.
Yeah, but don't you...
You said they were worth two.
All right. I like your attitude. Here are your two skins.
And so that night, when Henry Ugg told his wife about how he had invented the use of money, she said to him...
But Henry, we lost money on the deal. We gave him two for one.
Gee, that's not the way to look at it, honey.
It's not?
No. We might have lost money.
Yes.
But we're in business, ain't we?
Thank you, Henry Morgan, for that interesting bit of history. And now, The Night is Young and You're So Beautiful, by the Savings Bond Orchestra and Singers, with Dennis Agay conducting.
beautiful here among the shadows, beautiful lady. Open your heart. The scene is left, the breeze, the sting of it. Can't you get into the swing of it, lady? When do we start? When the lady is kissable. Any dream is permissible in the heart of a fool. The moon is high, you're so glamorous, and if I seem all forever a lady, what can I do?
But I think it's time to start talking a little business, isn't it?
Oh, you don't want to ad-lib. I got my writers here. I can ad-lib.
I don't have to ad-lib about savings bonds. I know all the facts.
Well, that's good, because the savings bonds are the thing that we're going to talk about here. Do you want to say what you're going to say about them first?
Yeah, I'll say what I'm going to say, and then you can say what you're going to say.
All right.
I'll say you can't do any better with your money today, even that old green stuff we were making fun of.
Yeah?
Vander invested in U.S.-type savings bonds.
Well, you're right about that, Henry. United States savings bonds return $4 for $3.
Can't lose!
You can't lose with that, and that you get it in 10 years. And they are guaranteed by the U.S. government.
Can't lose!
Next time you ask your boss for a raise, maybe tomorrow... Ask him about that payroll savings plan where you work. It's the easy, convenient way to save.
Yes, you buy bonds to provide future security and happiness for you and your family. And this is important. They're your investment in America.
Your host, Kenny Delmar, signing off for Guest Star, one of a series of programs presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Guest Star is produced and transcribed in New York. I'd like to take this opportunity of thanking Henry Morgan for coming over today and being our guest. Till next we meet, here's a question to remember.
Have you invested in United States Savings Bonds this week?
Goodbye. Bye, that is.